Hey guys, it's Autumn Rain with Beyond the Record, and today I have Houston-based Jersey Raised rapper Keon KOK here with me today. How are you doing today, Keon?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good. So as you guys know, I'm also from Jersey. So like I was asking him off camera, like where he's from Jersey. So just so that people on camera know where you're from, where are you from in Jersey? And how would you compare living in Jersey to Houston?
That's a great question. I'm actually from Jersey City, New Jersey, born and raised. Love it to death. But I live in Houston now, and it's completely different. The biggest difference that I've noticed is just the space. Like in Jersey, we're a little more crowded. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A small landmass with a lot of people packed into a small area. But in Houston, it's a lot of people, but it's so much land here. So you got space to just stretch out. So that's the biggest thing I noticed. But I'm loving the Houston culture, the Texas culture, everything. So, and they basically, you know, been taking me in and showing me nothing but love, bro. So I love it.
Oh, I love that. I've been like talking to a lot of people from Houston in the past like couple of years. Like my majority of my team is from Houston or lives in Houston now. So I just can't wait to visit Houston like sometime this year. I got to take a trip out there because I've never been. So I got to come out there.
You definitely got to visit. It's so much culture here. It's so much culture.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I know. I can't wait. So your name, I'm going to start off with your name, Keon KOK. So can you tell the people what KOK stands for and how you came up with it?
Okay. So KOK stands for King of Kings. Mm-hmm. And I came with it because one day I was actually just doing research on my name, Keon. And when I looked it up, it was a Persian masculine name that means King of Kings. So I just ran with the KOK brand from there. I was like, that's pretty dope. So, and ever since then, I just been rocking with it.
So I started following you on Instagram and I noticed that not only are you a rapper, but you started like a book club last year. So can you get into that? Like, why did you decide to create a book club?
Definitely. So the book club that we have is called Lit Culture Unlimited, which is a subsidiary brand under the entire Crown Culture Unlimited brand. So under that, we got Lit Culture, we got Run Culture, and then we got Crown Culture, the label. So my biggest goal was just to start building communities of like-minded people, people that enjoy reading, that enjoy training, working out, you know, taking care of mind, body, and soul. So the biggest thing, I just wanted to be one of the people that, because there's plenty of us that's doing it, but I wanted to be one of the people that start to build communities toward the new world that we're moving in, and you know, to put together things that just where we can build with each other, we can network with each other, you know, and bond over common interests and grow together.
Oh, I love that. Because I noticed that you also, like you said, you mentioned like the training as well, that you have like this run club that looks super fun. Like if I was in Houston, I would definitely want to join that. So was anything that made you just like want to start this run club specifically?
Well, running has kind of always been in and out of my life. So like, fun fact, at one point I was 350 pounds. Oh, and wow. I had lost 150 pounds in 5 months. So I'm somebody who did not like running at all. Like the idea of running was just like, no. But somebody had told me that sometimes you got to do things that you hate, like you love it, to like trick your mind into overcoming anything. So I was like, all right, being that I hate running so much, I'm going to do it every day and trick myself into believing that I love it. And then it actually happened. You know, I started to actually love to run and getting out there and pushing myself and things like that. So that was the start of the run journey. And then as far as building a community, I just wanted to tie the two together. So, you know, music don't only have to be, you know, in videos and stuff like that. People who work out listen to music. You know, it's a lot of different things where it goes. So I'm just like, I want to create the community that tied all together, from music to working out to running, and put us all together. So. And then, you know, I seen some run clubs out here and I had some good experiences myself. So I was just like, you know what? I want to go ahead and implement what we want to do on the Crown Culture side of it and go ahead and build the run club.
Yes. I think like those type of clubs have been like definitely taken off like in the last couple of years. It's a way to like meet people. And because I know like personally, like I just go to the gym or sometimes like I'll go on walks and stuff like that. But I think having that community, having someone there to like kind of like cheer you on and keep going, something to look forward to, I think what you're doing is amazing. So I just definitely wanted to put that out there. So if someone wanted to join your club and they're based in Houston, like how would they go about doing that?
So like I say every day on the actual page, it's free to join and you pay in miles. So, you know, the club is free, but we keep it to a somewhat exclusive way. That way it's not just everybody in it. So we do scan, you know what I mean? But it's not like anything where it's the, oh, you need these requirements. No, we just make sure that you're actually going to come. You're actually going to run, you know, and you are in alignment with what we want to do as a community. You know, no negative things, no talking down on people and being weird and stalkerish and none of that stuff. So we do vet, but yeah, it's free for everyone. And we just want to build that community and keep growing. We Under Run Culture Unlimited is the 706 Club. We run every Sunday at a Memorial Park Tennis Court, 7:06 a.m. every Sunday.
Wow. Yes. So before you guys go to church on Sunday, or if you don't just want to chill, like definitely hit him up. That sounds like a good plan. I love like starting my day or like, well, week with working out if that's possible. So I love that. So let's get to your, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, you good.
Okay. So let's get into your music, right? You know, the real reason why you're here today. But so how did you get started in music? Like what inspired you to pursue rap in general?
Rap was kind of always in and out of my life. But I was more of an athlete. So I was always, you know, in the gym, boxing or playing football. But I had said to myself, I was like, man, if I ever got a chance to do music, I'd give it a go. And you know, literally what I had asked for, it just came. And I had time to sit and focus on the music. And I just started working on the skill of being a writer. I was always a writer, but in the music form now. Mm-hmm. And then my father was actually an artist as well. So I was in and out of studios as a child, but it was never something I seen myself pursuing. It was just something I was interested in and I seemed to be good at a little bit. But
sure.
One day when I had time to really sit and think, and I just was reevaluating what I was doing and falling in love with the craft, it was just like, you know what? I'm going to commit everything to it. And once I finally revealed it to my father, like I said, because he was an artist, that was like my final stamp of approval, like if I was going to really do it or not. So I was like, all right, I just put it on without saying who it was. And I just looked at his response. And he was feeling it. And I'm like, all right, bet. And I told him. And then he jumped in with me full steam and we formed the music company together.
Nice. So when you say that your father was an artist, was he also a rapper as well?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Cool. That's really nice. I think too, because I think when you tell someone you're going to do something, I feel like sometimes you have that obligation to actually go ahead and do it. Cause now that person's looking at you like, okay, you said you're going to do this thing. Like, especially now it's your dad and you're telling him that, hey, I want to pursue something that you're into, that I grew into. So yeah, for sure. Yeah. When you tell your father or you tell one of your parents something that you're going to do, you got to do it because they're going to be on you.
That's the fact. And my pop's a real dude, too. So he going to tell me if he don't like it. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm like, all right, that was the test. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. My parents are like that, too. They were like, that's it. Yeah.
Yep. It's so straight to the point.
Right. Which is good because you don't need a bunch of like yes men in your corner. Like you need people to tell you like, hey, like this is kind of crap, or maybe you can just work this way or like critique it respectfully, of course, you know. So yeah, you definitely need a group of people or just at least one person in your corner doing that. So
nah, for sure.
Who would you consider? I know there's like a lot, but your big three in music. I know like the whole term has been like kind of have a stain on it, but who would you consider just like some of your favorite rappers or artists in general?
Of all time, I would say my big three is probably DMX, 50 Cent, and Wayne.
I love Wayne. Yeah. I love Wayne. He's on my top.
It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people, but I would say those are probably like who I listen to the heaviest coming up. Mm-hmm.
So if someone were to look at you for the first time and find out about you, like hopefully through this podcast as well and through your own music, what are three songs on your own discography that you would tell fans that they should listen to first?
Right now, the only three songs that I have on major DSPs, Ramen Noodle Baby, which is a very transparent song, I feel like. So that's a good one to get to know a little bit about me and my story. The next is Get 'Em, which is a Jersey Club-based record, but it's not a Jersey Club record. It got that gritty feel, that mover, that energy, you know what I mean? When you want to get that pump, so that's one. And then I have another record called Elite that's available on all DSPs. And that one is just bar heavy. You want punchline after punchline with heavy bass, heavy energy talking, like that's the one for that. So, but moving forward, I will be releasing music more exclusively first to my specific community, you know, and build it that way. And then as a people, we'll choose which songs go public and how we're going to build it from there on out. So it's definitely going to be a ride for people to get to know, because I have so many songs in the vault. But those three right now are the three that's available. So definitely go check those out and then definitely go through the YouTube.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I love that you mentioned like Get 'Em, and obviously it's on like all DSPs, like you said, because once I heard that, I was like, oh wait, I'm a fan now. Like I am a fan. I love like the Jersey Club, but it's not like a Jersey Club like song and stuff. So can you tell me a little bit about that? Because you also use like the same like sample that like, you know, Kanye like famously used in the song Power. So how did that just like all come about? Like the whole production process.
So Get 'Em was probably the fastest song I ever made. It probably took me about 15 minutes to do Get 'Em. I kind of freestyled it for real.
Wow.
Because the beat was already made. And when I heard the beat, I just knew. I was like, this hard. So I just literally just loaded it up. It took me about 5 takes and it was done straight from top to bottom. As far as the beat, though, I had actually did research on the Power sample from Kanye West. So it was actually a group called Continent Number 6 and a song called Afro-America. When I listened to that, I found out that Kanye never actually got cleared for the sample. Yeah. So he had them replay it so he could use it. So once he replayed it, I reached out to my producer and said, yo, could you just remake the sample and put it in and Get 'Em? So we locked in from there and that was it.
Oh, I love that song so much. Like whenever I get the opportunity to interview rappers, I always like send them to my brother, and he's like, my brother's like, what? He's 25 now. And he was like, oh, this is so hard. I feel like he doesn't like all the music that I listen to, but then that song, he was like, yo, I love this song so, so much. So, yo.
Shout out to bro.
Yeah, right. Right. It's a hit. It's a hit for sure. Uh-huh. So you guys definitely have to listen to that song. I want to get into your latest release, Ramen Noodle Baby, because I really liked this song, because like you said, it was very, very transparent and very like vulnerable. So this one line really stood out to me. It was like you say, sometimes transparency is the best form of intimacy. So what was the inspiration behind that line?
So just throughout life and experience, like I feel like when we're young, we think of intimacy as something that's always physical and sexual. And really intimacy isn't that. It's that level of closeness and being able to be vulnerable and just be you with someone. So I feel like sometimes being that I wasn't able to find that in people, I was able to find that in music. Mm-hmm. So and the music is where I can be my most transparent, is where I can talk about things that I might not be able to talk about with people. I can, you know, express those emotions. I can get it off my chest. So when I listened to it, that's the first thing that came to my mind. It was just like, you know, transparency is the best form of intimacy, because I'm being transparent and it's hard. You know, it's hard to be transparent. So, you know, that was intentional.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard. So that's why that line really, it's like stuck out to me too, because it's like when you're telling someone something, it's like the first thing is like, okay, am I going to be judged for this? Like, you know, and it's just like when you're able to have that moment with someone or like several moments with someone, you do build that sense of like closeness and intimacy with them, whether it's like platonic or, you know, romantic, whatever the case might be. So yeah, I really, really, the whole song. And
thank you. Thank you.
Of course. Of course. So I know you said that you freestyle sometimes like you did with Get 'Em, but what mm-hmm. How would you describe like your writing process in general when you do have to sit down and write?
Okay. That's a great question. I'm actually a writer by nature. So I'm a writer. Get 'Em. Yeah. It's just sometimes you do things so many times that it's like, okay, I can veer off the script a little bit just because it's that fluid at that point. So Get 'Em, it was just one of those songs where I really didn't have to sit down and write. Like I knew it. But yeah, my natural element is to sit down, whether I'm a cappella, whether I'm writing a song, whether I'm writing an audio book, whether I'm writing a script, just sit down and write. So with music specifically, I like to pick a certain amount of beats. Let's just say if it's 10 beats, and I'll go through all of them and just write little bit until I find what I like. And then once I like something, I'll write like 4 or 5 different versions to the same beat.
I'm the same way. Like I love writing. Writing will always be my first love before anything else. And I think it's always just so interesting to talk to other writers, and especially like in the music business too, especially as a rapper, you know, like that's like the main thing I feel like with rappers, like, oh, he has a ghostwriter X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So it's cool that when you are writing, even if you do have co-writers in the future or whatever, that you are speaking from a place of like honesty and transparency. So I enjoy that as a fan.
I appreciate it. I definitely plan on continuing to do that until I can't anymore. So
yes, keep going. Seriously, keep going. My last question for this like interview part is, what are some goals that you have for 2025, and what are some things that fans can expect from you next?
You can definitely expect a lot of music content, because again, I got a lot in the vault, so I'm gonna just be opening them floodgates this year. Mm-hmm. You could definitely expect some more side quests as far as boxing matches. I always want to stay active. So, and again, it's just all a part of the lifestyle. And we, you know, we also endorse the guns down, gloves up movement as well. So, you know, building the run culture, continuing to grow that. We will be launching our merch this year as well. So, I'll make sure I'll definitely get the link out so everybody can get their run gear and we can, you know, get together and really get it done. But other than that, my main goal is just grow. Just grow. Continue to grow and evolve.
Yeah. Sorry. No, you're good.
Continue to grow and evolve and just, you know, make it bigger than I can imagine.
Yes. Where can fans follow you to keep up with your run club, keep up with you, your book club, everything that you got going on?
Yep. So you can follow my personal page on IG at KeyonKOK. And from there, you can go to all of them. But the run club is Run Culture Unlimited, which is RUNKULTURE Unlimited. And then the book club is Lit Culture Unlimited. So same thing, just LIT, Lit Culture Unlimited. And yeah, you can stay tuned. You can come out. You can join us. We'll be having our first book club meeting at the end of the quarter. So the end of March. And it's looking like, because we letting the people choose, it's looking like the first book is going to be The 48 Laws of Power. So I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. I love that. Yes. So we're going to move on to our get to know Keyon KOK section. So he's going to answer just a couple of, you know, quick rapid fire questions. So first off, what is your zodiac sign?
Cancer.
Okay. Who is an artist that you would want to collab with in the future?
Dr. Dre.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's gonna be hard.
Yeah, no, that'd be amazing. What's a brand deal that you like to secure for yourself that fits your image right now?
Well, it's a couple people that we want to reach out to and definitely do business with, but I'm gonna need Smoothie King to get back with me.
Oh,
we got some things to discuss.
Smoothie King is so good. Yes, yo, yeah. Call him. I know y'all listening. Call him back because we need
Hit
that.
Me up, yo.
What's your favorite like smoothie collaboration kind of your concoction?
So every time I go, we're gonna have to rename this to KOK, right?
Uh-huh.
I get a vegan mango kale. I take out the apple juice and sub almond milk. I take out the apple pineapple, sub blueberries, add papaya and ginger every time.
I gotta try that.
Every time. It's gonna hit.
Yes. Who would you say was your teen celebrity crush growing up?
Probably Rihanna.
That's a good one.
Probably Rihanna. Yeah.
Like, what actor would you want to play you in a biopic?
Outside of myself?
Yeah.
Let's see. It'd be hard. But my favorite actor is Denzel, so you could never go wrong with Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
He'd have to be older, Keon, though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you can always bet on Denzel and you're gonna win. So
yeah.
What was your favorite album of 2024?
To be honest, that's hard. I really didn't tune into many albums.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I listen to like some of the mainstream stuff like that I just see on the internet, but I really try to limit how much I listen to like what's going on right now. That way I keep mine more pure, but I listen to a lot of old stuff.
Okay. What would you say? Like, what was some of the older like albums that you enjoyed last year?
One album that I've really been listening to most recently is Lucas Graham.
Okay.
It came out a couple years ago. It's not too old, but it's a really dope album from top to bottom. And The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I like that album a lot.
Jersey. Yes.
Yep. Got a rap.
Yes. If you weren't a rapper, what would you be?
Probably a boxer. I mean,
I love that. So lastly, what is one thing that you want to manifest for yourself for this year?
I want to keep sharpening my tools, because one thing that I said to myself when I was on my walk today, it literally just came to me out of thin air, but I have everything I need. I have everything I need. So my whole goal is to just keep sharpening everything that I do have and continue to let it flourish out.
Yes. I like that. I like when you have those moments to yourself. It's just like, yeah, like there could be things that, you know, could be better, could be, you know, but set up for me. But sometimes like you really do that moment of content is so beautiful sometimes when you get to that place.
It is. It is.
It was so great talking to you, Keon. It was such a great conversation.
Likewise, Oliver. Thanks for having me, too. It was great.
Of course.